807 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on a Monday. Let's get the week started. Saw this story. Heard about it this morning here. You know, is Okaloosa County offering sandbags ahead of Tropical Storm Michael? Okay. So you've got Okaloosa County offering sandbags. It says, wait. No. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Just sand.
Yes.
Oh, wait. Wait, I'm sorry. I misread. I thought possibly they were offering the thing that was not omnipresent along the beach. But in fact,
it's BYOB. Bring your own bags.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. Well, so for those who are new to the area, where do you purchase the appropriate type bags from?
Okay, so I don't know. The last bunch of bags I got when I sandbagged for, what was it? Which storm was coming to Dolphin Island?
Didn't you, that tropical storm that came through a few weeks ago?
So that was the last one I sandbagged for, and the city of Dolphin Island had, they were bags, like seed bags for, I think they were for like pinto beans or something on there, and that's what I used to sandbag there. You could get, I'm thinking about this weekend. I spent this weekend with a lot of seed bags. I wish I hadn't burned those, planting a bunch of fields and things. I mean, those kind of mesh bags, that plastic mesh bag. Uh-huh. When I say mesh, that's not right. I mean, it's a seed bag. I don't know if you...
When you said mesh, pinto beans, I understood.
You know what I'm talking about, the big sacks like that. Those are what could be... I don't know where you go get those. Usually, municipalities, counties have those available, then you get your own sand. But in fact, the flip side in Okaloosa County, just...
Right.
Okaloosa County will give you sand. They just have no sand bags. So, you're bad.
50% there.
You could use... you know, I had one last spot where I didn't have a sandbag for, and we had two bags of potting soil down there at Dolphin Island, and so I put the bags of potting soil, because they're plastic bags,
yes,
and they're moldable, and I put those up to the last two little places along the front of the garage door. So, I don't know, but I thought that stood out to me, Okaloosa County. They got sand for y'all. Not that you can find any sand on your own, but no sandbags.
You could use pillowcases, I guess.
That was soaked through, though, wouldn't it?
You know, I saw some people in the some of the hacks we saw going into Hurricane Florence coming out of the Carolinas. People were using trash bags, I believe, and filling them with water.
Oh, yeah.
And using those as somewhat of a sandbag. But, you know, the problem is if they rip, obviously, or what happens there. But it was just when they couldn't get any more. I guess you could use a trash bag. The problem is trash bag, as soon as you have enough weight in there to make it worth having a sandbag, will probably rip through. I know that Ed Asner in the old Glad commercials or whatever, he would carry he would carry like a family of six out to the trash or something and not break through. But that may not happen for everybody out there,
not in this day and time.
So yeah, we're talking about Michael. Dr. Bill's last update had Michael at 70 something miles an hour, not yet a hurricane but very close. Conditions in the Gulf are very conducive to strengthening, looking at a category 2 most likely by landfall, which will be Wednesday into Thursday. Florida Panhandle. We will be, as it stands right now, we are going to be on the west side of the storm, which is the good news here for a couple reasons. Number one, impacts from the storm. Number two, it'll drag that dry, cooler air in by the end of the weekend. So we'll talk more about that coming up. I'm sorry, people are on Twitter already reacting to sandbag talk. We'll get into that in just a little bit. Also, on the front page of our website, three big things, big stories of the day, what you need to know to get going. If you didn't hear it on Saturday, Brett Kavanaugh sworn in to the high court. Of course, today would be day one at work for him, except...
paid holiday.
Yep.
Columbus Day.
I know, yeah.
He's got the day off.
But he's got the official sworn in picture already posted.
That's right.
So that's like the first day of school there.
That's right. We were wondering this morning, did he get a new backpack, trapper keeper, those kind of things.
Yeah. Don't forget the thermos.
And then, of course, he has to introduce himself to the class once they get in there, and everybody has to, you know, cheating.
Good morning, Associate Justice Brett Kavanaugh. I'm glad this is over. Somewhat.
Until whatever the next round will be.
Oh, my goodness. Until the next headline that bumps this one, right?
And I believe Michael Avenatti over the weekend calling extend the Supreme Court to 11 justices.
Yes. Avenatti, he said he's going to run for president or whatever he's doing. Whatever. Hey, y'all, look at me.
Yeah, but that was the reason why all of the charges that he was lobbing toward, Kavanaugh at the time, that people were saying he could be correct. However, the problem is that he has a vested interest in seeing these horrible, accusations come to fruition, because he sort of kind of has. Kind of mentioned the whole presidential deal.
Yeah, right? I mean, he is a he has mentioned he would like people to pay attention to him.
Yes.
So that's that leads it a question. Anything when you have Avenatti as your attorney?
Oh
in
my
something.
Gosh! May I tell you something very positive about today?
Yes.
My grandmother is 90 years old today.
Oh, isn't that awesome?
And she's on Facebook. That's the grandma, Grandma Nelson.
Good so genetics. Good genetics.
Not one wrinkle.
That's fantastic.
Amazing.
I know she's something. She's
gorgeous. Needs to write a book.
She's got a lot of Grandma Nelson isms that she always shares with
does
us.
She do one of the ones, don't you love these when you'll hear, so-and-so has turned 101, and they say their secret to success is like three eggs every morning and a half a bottle of scotch or something. And then people go, oh, well, it works for them. Yeah, it doesn't mean it's going to work for you.
That's very true. You have to look her up on Facebook.
Okay.
You'll be blown away. I'm just saying, Marjorie Nelson.
Okay. We'll look up Grandma. Yep. Also today, Columbus Day. We mentioned it earlier. Columbus Day. Tomorrow, Leif Erikson Day, by the way.
Yeah, which I never knew.
Yeah, Leif Erikson. So those that hold to the fact that Christopher Columbus was not first to find the New World. Leif Erikson and the Vikings were there before when they founded Vinland, as they called it. People believe that is Newfoundland area where they landed. Tomorrow, Leif Erikson Day. Today, Columbus Day and Indigenous Peoples Day, right? On the same day. I'm torn on this. When we have a different day, we have the same day, we have two different celebrations. It seems to take away from both. Mm-hmm. I understand the significance, but I would say, why don't you just have that on another day? Because you can look into things and say, okay, were the atrocities committed on Indigenous people true in this country? Sure, absolutely. Were they true anywhere that people shifted into new areas? You can look at that through the history of mankind, and that is true. Maybe you could have it stand alone. I love some, for some reason, to me, it seems like you would get more attention for the history of the Indigenous peoples in North America if you did it on a day other than Columbus Day. Of course, I know the significance is this pushback, this protest against Columbus Day. So, that's at discussion this morning. We can. I tell you what, if you're interested in kind of looking at the narrative of the United States and Indigenous people, Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee.
Mm.
Have you read that book before?
No, I haven't.
Oh. Must read. It's not a brand new book, but it is a fantastic read on Native Americans and kind of the history from their perspective. Things that you had learned in history class, which are still valid, but also that timeline as it intersected with the timeline of some of the bigger Native American tribes. I think it's pretty interesting. I put that up on the Twitter feed where you can grab it. Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee. All right, grab some phone calls when we get back at 343-0106, 343-0106. Mobile Mornings, this is FM Talk 106.5. FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. On the telephone, on your Sports Illustrated football phone, it's 1-800-GOT-JUNK as well. I don't know if you still get that. Remember that? Take the call on your Sports Illustrated football phone. That would be 1-800-GOT-JUNK. You got junk, you need it gone. You need my buddy Trey and his crew making junk go away. Maybe just in time for the holidays, you want to take that junk room and make it a guest room for friends and family coming by. Maybe you just want to make it into your football hall of solitude. You could do that as well. You got junk, you need it gone inside the house, outside the house, at the office, storage unit, what have you. You want it to go away quickly, they can do it. 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Just a side note here. Side note, okay? You mentioned this during the break. We were talking about your grandma's birthday,
mm-hmm.
and I was looking at pictures of your grandma, and talking about how, where she is, at her age at 90, still put together, and reminded me of my late grandmother as well. That change that happened And I'm not saying because I'm a, you know, I can be fairly casual. I work in radio. I kind of wear the same uniform, my Sean Sullivan Rush chairman uniform every day, my khakis, my button down and no tie and all that. But there was something with that generation, you know, that, I mean, I think about my family, my grandma, my mom's side. I mean, these are farming folks. I mean, yeah. I come from farming folks. But if she would go to the store, she would go to town. She'd go up to, they have a family still has it, a commercial, you know, bus business, like doing charter bus business. Mm-hmm. If she would go there, she would be dressed to the nines. I never saw casual grandma.
Wow.
I mean, from the time if something miraculously happened, I guess, upstairs when she'd get up at the farmhouse before she'd come down for breakfast. I mean, she was never, like, I don't know, like, T-shirt or shorts, those things did not exist in her wardrobe. Like, there was never knocking around clothes.
Now that you say that.
I mean, where are they knocking? Where's your grandma's knocking around clothes? It doesn't happen.
In the magical closet, I guess. I don't know.
And they just appear already put together in the morning.
And you know, men from that generation, their pants were always had that perfect crease.
Mm-hmm. Their trousers.
You're correct.
Their trousers.
But
that's
even
right.
Even their knocking around pants. I mean, perfectly right, and put together.
My grandfather, who would either be turning wrenches on a tractor or a bus or working on the farm, would come in coveralls and be nasty. But before he went out, mm-hmm. I mean, they dressed. I mean, the tie with the tie clip, yeah. You know, with the tie clip on it, is just a
handkerchief in the pocket.
Right. I mean, it's not like they had. I mean, I come from pretty simple folks. It's not like they had closets full of great, but they had a couple. You know, he had his suits. He had like a blue one and a gray one or whatever. And this and if he wanted to do something, he was put. I don't know what has happened there. I'm probably happy because I wear knocking around clothes a whole bunch. But looking at that generation, something did change.
Very classy. And even my grandma now. I mean, you call her and she's like, "Listen, if I'm not home, you don't call me on my cell phone." First of all,
awesome. Well, that's cool.
And again, she's on Facebook and she's friends with a lot of my friends. So they know what's going on in Grandma Nelson's life more than I do sometimes, which is good because I've got people out there. But I mean, from her doctor's appointments where her doctors love her and they say how beautiful she is and how great she smells. That's a big deal. She wears like red, that perfume red. But she's so funny. We could call her and the things that she says to you are mind-boggling because they're right on point.
Yes.
You know
and they
I mean?
And they don't have time for foolishness.
Zero.
You'll never find them on the people of Walmart pages.
That is correct. I mean, maybe there were folks, but I mean, I just, in my, you know, my narrow experience, with my grandparents, it was, they like I said, my grandfather, plenty of time in coveralls and dirty stuff when we're working on stuff, but if they would go out to town, then they were dressed. They were, it was.
Or as my grandma would say, sugar shop.
That's right. I mean, you didn't just go.
I could aspire to be more like that because last night I wore pajamas to Taco Bell. So.
You did.
It was a rough Sunday night.
No, you did not. You did not get out of the car.
No, it was drive-thru all the way. Drive-thru all the way. No getting out for that.
Oh, my goodness.
One of the textures, my grandmother never wore anything but a dress. Yeah, I mean, if my grandmother started wearing. Not trousers. Ladies would be slacks. She would have slacks, but they were always matched with the...
Okay. Now that you say this, okay, so I know that when I go visit my grandmother, and it could be at any time of the day, she has on her house coat, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's beautiful.
Right.
It's not some dingy, you know, hope you're never seen in a house coat, and her hair is always done. Always. And how she keeps red lipstick on, I don't understand. Want to put that out there.
By the way, we grab some phone calls. A bunch of texts coming in here, too, about what we're talking about. But also, in addition, this one stood out. Why are women's bras? Now, I would have to, Billy, the friendly Democrat, texting in, what other kind of bras are there? But
bros.
Why are women, why are women's bras hung up on clotheslines all along the Bluegill and the Oyster House there on the causeway? I imagine it's breast cancer awareness month. Yeah, mm-hmm. Bras for a cause.
Yeah, that was this weekend.
Or some of the people that aren't like our grandmothers just go ahead and do laundry on this. It's bras for a cause. John's in Spanish Fort. He's up next. Hey, John.
Sean, good morning. Your
morning.
Progressive voice from Spanish Fort. It's nice to take a 2-week break there from the Kavanaugh hearings this week.
Yep.
Woo-hoo. Oh, yeah.
I'm afraid, just as a quick note, I'm afraid my tribe has shot themselves in the foot for the midterms, but that's a conversation for another time.
But that's going to be interesting where that, you know, who is motivated by this more? Because this is not a independence coming out to vote. This is rallying the base kind of midterms.
Well, I agree, but I believe that there's that 5% in the middle that is more offended by rushing the Supreme Court steps than just accepting it and moving on. I believe there's a little shift there.
So, that's where you and I can sit down and debate, because I completely disagree. But go ahead. I know that you had something else you wanted.
My second thing is your co-host was talking about Facebook, and if they want something working in action about how Facebook can be manipulated in the collective Borg that we are with Facebook, has everyone been receiving friend requests from all your other friends lately?
Okay, so this has happened every year, right? That's it's not a real thing.
Right, but I'm just saying how there's something in action about people to understand. Well, how can Facebook get hacked? How can Facebook get manipulated? There it is in action right there.
Well, okay, so two things, and I appreciate the call, John, but two things have happened. Number one, you had the Facebook hack that they revealed the information on Friday,
yeah.
Of course, where you hide news.
And they're not even sure how bad that could be.
But then there's the other thing happening right now, Facebook users being duped into thinking that their accounts have been cloned thanks to a viral message that made the rounds on social media starting yesterday. It's, hey, if you get this message on Facebook, do not forward. This message is a hoax that is being spread. There it is. Hi, I actually got another friend request from you yesterday, which I ignored, so you may want to check your account. Hold your finger on the message until the forward button appears. Hit the forward and all the people you want to forward to. I had people do this individually. Good luck. That's not real.
No.
So if you've gotten that, so it's a hoax. The message says that the sender has received a duplicate friend request from the recipient, then tells the receiver to forward the same message to their friends. Many have apparently taken that to mean that they should forward the same message to all their friends, prompting dozens or even hundreds of others to believe there may be a problem with their account as well. The message hints that the receiver may have been the victim of a cloning scam. That's where a malicious user copies images and information from a person's Facebook account in order to create a duplicate clone account, then sends out friend requests to the victim's friends. The duplicate user may message these friends in an attempt to learn personal information about, from the cloned user. Mass cloning scams have occurred recently, as in the summer of 2016, but Facebook officials have said that this most recent viral message does not reflect an actual epidemic of cloned accounts, nor is it related to the data breach that occurred back in September. There appears to be no reason at this time to forward a message telling friends that the account may have been cloned without actually having received a duplicate friend request. So what this is basically a digital chain letter. That's going on, one of those old chain letters.
Don't break it, otherwise something will happen.
Yeah, I've survived all those.
Right. Well, I don't know. I guess in our business, because we get so many messages in various through various channels, once I received the 50th message with the same beginning.
You said, hey, something's up here.
I don't really open direct messages anyway. I'm kind of bad about it.
Smart. That. Now, actually, at my account was actually cloned.
I remember,
a few months ago. But what usually happens when that occurs is you'll have a close friend call you or text you and say, hey, I got this really weird message on Facebook and it didn't seem like you at all. Just want to let you know that this has happened. So, of course, they're preying on, and it's usually not people that are as adept at using Facebook and online, some from the older generation that'll fall victim to pranks like this, and it's annoying more than anything.
I will say Grandma Nelson, she has been hacked before, because she'll say, hey, you haven't heard from me in a little bit because things have been going on, so get my computer checked out. But it's a great way to stay in contact with your family and friends across, different states and counties, the nation.
Are you trying to tell me then that not all this stuff is true, that Trixie Morica from Cartagena, Colombia. She wants to be friends with me.
Yeah.
She says she has some pictures she'd like to show me if we could be friends.
Correct.
That you're saying that's not real?
She's only real because she only has one other friend too. So you notice how that works?
She said they had some videos of pole dancing or something. Is that not? You're saying that might be being scammed?
I'm not quite sure.
It's only real. Good point. It's only real if they write it using bad English.
That's right.
In English,
right?
Más o menos.
See. Awesome. Qué bueno. All right, 8:30, check the news and we'll be right back. Come in the phones, 343-0106.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 5 minutes till 9 now on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Right now it's time to head over to McConnell Automotive and talk to Mitch McConnell. Hey, Mitch, how you doing?
Dalton, how are you, partner?
Hey, I'm doing great. So tell us, what's going on at McConnell Automotive on this beautiful Monday?
Yeah, it's getting pretty, except for maybe a hurricane coming. But I think the most exciting thing, Dalton, is the brand new Sierra truck that everybody's been waiting for 5 years has arrived. And that's got us really excited because it's literally bigger than the Ford and the Dodge. And, you know, ultimately got the most innovative tailgate anywhere. But, Dalton, what that's done is created an issue for my brother and myself, which is we have 2018 trucks that we literally have to get rid of. So at that point in time, we're going over $12,000 off the actual sticker price. A lot of our competitors use a markup. Ours is real sticker price discount. The biggest discounts we've ever given off of Z71s and Sierras on 18 models are happening right now, so we can get these 19s on the lot.
Well, that's some great news for the customer. And where are you guys located?
Dalton, we're Dauphin Street, just east of I-65. And, of course, our 24-hour, 7-day-a-week showroom is McConnellAutomotive.com, buddy.
All right. We appreciate it. Have a good one, Mitch.
Take care, Dalton.
That's Mitch McConnell. Go see him and the crew at McConnell Automotive. 8:56 now on FM Talk 106.5. And apologize for those technical difficulties we were having earlier. Sean ran out and fixed the problem just like that. As soon as he got out there, he fixed it.
So talented.
But we did have somebody actually stay on the line that entire time. So to pay that off, I have to go to Ben in Fairhope. Hey, Ben, how you doing?
Doing fine. Kelly, Dawson, Sean, how are y'all?
Hey, we're doing great.
Happy Monday.
Good.
Says here you want to talk about Kavanaugh.
This ceremonial swearing in of our newest Supreme Court justice at the White House today kind of brought this back to me. I look at this Kavanaugh situation a bit differently than most people. It's a little concern to me what certain people do, the nominee, the accuser, Senator Feinstein, the Democrats, their agenda, and the Republican accomplices. I was far more active in the 2016 presidential election, and I think these upcoming Supreme Court appointees are very crucial to the survival of our republic and the Constitution. And the past 60 years, these politicians have been filling their own pockets, spending our nation into irretrievable debt, and future generations may be living in a third world nation. Harry Truman had a really salty quote that I think applies here. My choices in life were to either be a piano player in a whorehouse or a politician. To tell the truth, there's hardly any difference. And I think that's what was on display the last 3 weeks, and I think we'll see the same situation again on the next nominee.
I agree, Ben, and we appreciate the call. I'm not sure how we go back to square one, back to civil politics after these last couple of Supreme Court justice fights, but, you know, we got to do what you got to do as a nation to try to pull everything back together and quit fighting so violently for those seats. 8:58 now. Laura Ingraham Show on the way next. That does it for us on Mobile Mornings. Back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.